അധികവും വാങ്ങാൻ
നിൽക്കട്ടുണ്ടോ
ഉപ്പ
in rulla perto kuva. Mä tää kyllä katsotaan.
Alla johtu kilma.
Alla johtu. Ivo on rääkitty tälle vuosisvoimme.
Sinne katsotaan niille ruupinne, mikä
ei? Ei, timpakaan löytä. Niille on olla katsotaan, mihin on paljon kuuluneeksi. Eikö sä saatiin se
mulle? Ei. Sinne jaksaa niitä minne riittävä.
Vaikka jättäjä on kuin joten miehet mikään pihasta yhtä
kummakaan. Pilsikö mun lukutin?
Minulla on ollut on tiedä maailmaa pitkä. Soolaan mennä tänne myrpiäksi. Tää on lupakin sille käy. Ne kauan. Soolu viidessä. Mennä tänne. Ne kautta ne kamiksi. Soolu viidessä.
Mä kiin juskan jonkin jo nyt aina. Ilikamme, ilipkakamme ennäkso.
Kutupata etitit. Kutupata etitit. Kutupata etitit. Una uye ya me akola aka ada yo kapi ku piu di pu akola lu pikir ada la ya mana ko itu kabe yo ta ka kabel ko bodi ikun ku bodi ka me ya kabu ka ya itu kabu ka ta ku ya ma pla na u ba no kabel ku ka me ini gitu lu ka ta si ya ka ti ta ka Ya, bintang. Tempatu, Allah kamu biulang juga. Kau tiada lagi.
Kelisga katin ke ujinya tu.
Iya, kau gua korhat.
Baik, tetap nasa.
Tämä katkama kakeli, miksi oli kotiäjäli. Uudet takko. Pysy tämä jylkä joku vami. Tämä minua suu. Minua oli itsellä suut. Sitä otti ja suut. Tämä on pehtynyt. Akko mä puhutaan välillä, että oli tämä suut. kumam kano oti kum.
Tutum nao titi?
Ni kwebe. Titi kaya kwan. Ito mo, sa babalubi, kano kanya tumpada oti la, sa babalubi.
Kano pong, kano may papirangibat?
Wa, sa babi uwa.
Ilokan, pimechuk nariga?
Aku kelima yang tu di truk tak jadi kayak tu lepada. Kepada tu kopi, kepada tu juga dia tak tu kepada ayat. Kepada tu ikalan kalau tu rumput tak rumput. Kepada tu kepada tu kepala kepada tu kepada tu kepada tu. Atau tu itu you will budget ya tadi cuma kami dia tahu itu dia pernah dia tahu tadi tapi lalu gua kita lihat kami kalau kami sampai sakti raya aku entah tapi gua ini lek aja lu wali Jepo balungok olah anak kami. Tak boleh kita menunggu Jepo tak suci. Tak membuat jalan sangat ketua adun. Ilik ketua itu jumlah blut. Umbang. Balik jauh suci. Kita baru memang bisnah bertemu olah memang. Demikian. Tak lebih. Reka pada grup yang berani. Aku ini lah sampai tak tidur nak jatuh. Sampai petugas tak berani itu banyak tular tu. Sampai grup itu orang banyak pagi balik tak buat tak perlu dia tidur lagi. Tiga.
Hai.
Tempat tadi, dia tular sebut. Tukar tulis. Tukar. Wah.
Yunak tu tuba ini.
Yunak tu. Tu.
Head Start, ECE, itna pisangit, kindergarten nga lok nagit, inyipera laromit, iliso rekakup lumit, sibun nera taktugut, takna tisang urag lugu, teliang urag lugu, baksik patrung, ilisaksi guming, kakana slow rekup lugut,
chapalu tabla di pagliato telecron tabelu ilu che tuo inna una buona vuole vuol di pagliare per te la mutcali cabe
tanno poco Tupona kalika, naglu, Tupona aglon,
Tupona mali katoli, bibit migaw tutu pinaya. Tupona aglon.
Tupati adagat ka?
Adagat, adagat. Tupok. Tiket, tiketak, bukilerak, ketorak.
This was recorded on the 11th of May, 1982, with David Adams. Correction, May 12th, 1982. Later on, I talked with Kenneth Ashby. He said that he had talked with Edith Kennedy of Kivalina, and when he was growing up and in his later years, he had asked a bunch of questions from his mother on how the village of Noatak was established. And so he went on to say that in his discussion with Edith Kennedy, Edith was at Kivalina when they established the school there in 1905, and she had been a teacher's aide and worked for the teachers and everything, and remembered well that a couple years after the school was established in Kivalina, then a school was built in Noatak, which coincides with the information given by David Adams that in the year of his birth, 1907, that a school was established at Noatak. Kenneth Ashby says that he has been down to Arverac, the early settlement of the Noatak people who live in the forest, and according to his mother's description, he went down to the site and took a look around and went over to the to a little knoll, the high spot of that settlement, and just stood there and looked around. And after careful observation, he saw the grass spots that are familiar at old house sites, and there were grass spots, a little clump here and a little clump there, all around this long little knoll that he was standing on. And when he went home to discuss with his mother, he said that's the way the village was situated. They had a cuttery in the center, and their cabins, their sod huts were built all around the cuttery there. He's also been in the upper Noatak, where the Noatak people, the people who follow the caribou, lived. And he mentions Midas Creek, and I guess that was an important creek to the people up in that area, the people who follow the caribou. Anyway, there's a and in talking with Ned Howarth as well, they know of this site called Ivoksak, where there was a settlement there, where there's a large river, a large lake, and the huts might have been fossilized, but anyway, I don't know that for sure, but the igloos there are made of stone, the siding and the floors, and when they lifted up some of the floors, there were also some caribou skins under the stones, so they knew that these people who followed the caribou had lived there. And there's also a corral, a caribou corral, that leads down to the lake where the men would herd the caribou and guide them down into this corral and into the lake, and the people would then hunt the caribou on kayaks on the lake and spear them there. And they would harvest enough caribou there for a year for the settlement there. And they would work both day and night for 3 days and clean the caribou and preserve them, because they were really dependent on the caribou for their existence, for their food. And they've also gone all the way up to Utukwak and to Wainwright and to Canada, following the caribou. But eventually, when the school was established in 1907, then the lower Noatak people and the upper Noatak people got together. They had always hunted together anyway, over in Sisolik and Kilyakmak and places like that, and Cape Krusenstern, and got along well. And when the school was established, then they left their original sites and built their homes and gave their kids an opportunity for education, beginning in 1907. Some of them not immediately, but eventually they all moved into NORTAC, to what is now NORTAC. Those are some additional information that I received from Kenneth Ashby and Ned Haworth in discussing with them on the street or in the school where my tape recorder was not available. This is Rachel Craig. This then ends my report on gathering information for a village history of NORTAC, Alaska. This is Rachel Craig.